People talk about having a phobia. Now, what is a phobia? Well, there's a strict definition to a phobia, really. It's excessive fear. It is fear that is disproportionate to any risk. And it constricts somebody's life and their freedoms. For example, common phobia. Elevators. I don't know what it is about these moving boxes that people are afraid of elevators. Now, of course, it's that closed-in feeling. That's part of it. A body's too close. If you get into a crowded elevator, you're right next to people. Most people are not comfortable sitting that close to people, and you see that in church. I'll talk about that at another time. That's why they don't give up their end seats. They don't slide toward the middle. They don't like people on each side of them that close. So, and also the idea that something bad could happen. I mean, the old, when I was a kid, the old, well, if the elevator breaks and starts to go down really fast, all you do is right before you hit the ground, you jump up. And I never could figure out why that didn't work. Until one day, just reading some elementary physics, and I said, well, the elevator's gone down at approximately 80, 90 miles an hour, and you're jumping up at about 4. So you've just reduced your impact to about 76 miles an hour. Elevators. They're not dangerous. Your body is equipped with a fantastic system. It's a survival system. God wired it into us. It's incredibly efficient. Very, very orchestrated. And it kicks off in a matter of mere fractions of a second. It's the sympathetic nervous system, known as the fight-flight system, or fight-flight-freeze. It prepares the body when the brain tells it there is danger. If you heard a noise downstairs, very clearly broken glass, 12 o'clock at night, immediately your system's going to kick off. Immediately. Heart rate's going to pound. Breathing's going to become more rapid. You might start sweating. You'll have this overall feeling of, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? Do I fight? Do I run? Do I try to get out of here? What am I going to do? The mind tells the body, you are in danger. Take action. Now, the thing about the body is it's stupid. The body does what the brain tells it. When the brain, more specifically the mind, hears that broken glass, it immediately says, somebody's trying to get into this house. You're by yourself. It's late at night. This is a threat. This is a serious threat. The body says, okay, 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 I'll mobilize. I'll mobilize. I'll energize. Okay, systems. All systems go. Get ready. Fight. We've got to do something here. The body reacts. The body's got to survive. When the brain tells the body that getting on an elevator is dangerous, the body reacts the same way. When the brain tells the body that driving your car on an interstate is dangerous, it's a very common fear, by the way. People don't want to get on interstate, so they take back roads, which is ironic because interstate is the safest way to travel. The intersecting country roads are the worst. Nevertheless, body's dumb. Brain says, no, no, get off the interstate. Don't get on the interstate. Do what you have to do, because if you do, I'm going to tell you how dangerous and threatening this is. And the body goes, okay, 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 okay. I'll kick in. Fight, flight, response. Fight, flight, response. And it kicks in kind of an anxiety attack. It's the same attack that you would have if somebody were coming at you with a gun. The same thing. So these fears, these phobias, are attached to something that your mind has convinced your body is a threat. That elevator is a threat. That barking dog, that big 110-pound Rottweiler, who seems very friendly, but you're scared. You're not going to go over to your sister's house unless that Rottweiler is chained up outside. He's never bitten anybody. He's never hurt anybody. He's a big happy doofus. Doesn't matter. Your brain is telling your body, danger, danger, danger. Those of you who remember Lost in Space. I don't, but my great-grandmother told me about it. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. The robot would go crazy. That's what your body's reacting to. Your mind says, this is dangerous, this is not. This is dangerous, this is not. I have people who are afraid of escalators. They won't get on escalators. Now, I don't know why that is, but they are. And you would think, there's nothing dangerous about an escalator. I mean, if an escalator breaks down, you're not going to be trapped. I was trapped on an escalator for 2 hours. The power went out, and I was stranded right in the middle of the escalator, and I was pretty much hoping somebody would come to get me. But, in fact, they didn't, so I had to eventually walk down. Whew. I'm sure glad I wasn't on the up escalator because I had to walk up. But I've had people who are afraid of escalators. They've had no trauma on an escalator. They've never fallen. But apparently it's something about the moving steps and the grinding sound of those teeth-like steps that shakes them up. But their mind has to shake them up. There's nothing about the escalator that's dangerous at all. I suppose you could fall. Not if you do what they tell you at the airport. Please hold on to the handrail. Please hold on to the handrail. I mean, they just nag you all the way up, about every six steps. Please hold on to the handrail. I usually talk to them. I got it, okay? Enough. You're in Atlanta airport. Those escalators are 295 steps up. You got to hear that every nine steps. Now, that makes me anxious. Please. You're nagging me like my mom did. Don't. So given that, what do you do with those fears? What do you do?